today on Real Radio.
But when people say something now, you know, it used to be where, oh, I'm going to, and now it's like, you know what, Jesus, please, just have your spirit control my life and bring more of that on, because I'm made more in your image by such things. That's sandpaper working on me. Thank you, Lord. We rejoice in our adversity.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J., thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues in his series through Paul's second New Testament letter to the Corinthians. We're now in the last chapter of this epistle, chapter 13. In the last five verses, the Apostle Paul wraps up his letter with an exhortation, then his final greetings. Here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs. Now, it's a lesson called Until We Meet Again.
An officer puts on their armament. They start putting on their battle gear. Before a soldier goes into battle, he puts on his battle gear. As a Christian, before you leave your house, you are to put on the armor of God. Okay, keep that in mind. Why? Because the word complete here is an amazing word. It means to be absolutely fitted out, the key word fitted, out for the task. To be suited up. Isn't it awesome? Watch this. To be fully equipped, to be made totally prepared for the mission and for the venture. The word carries with it in the Greek language a meaning of being completely prepared for a great expedition. Wow. God provides. He never tells us to go out into the world and fight evil by putting a little helmet on and a cape that we made out of our mom's sheet and paint a big S on it. Here I come! No, best stay home, get suited up in Jesus, and then get on out there in the world, because He has promised, as we learned last week, to go before us. He's faithful to provide. Listen, we can be made complete more effectively in the Lord by presenting ourselves for His use. So we'd be glad in these things. The Christian life was designed by God to display His Son through us in this world. Do you like that? The Christian life was designed by God to display His Son through the lives of His followers, through us. Jesus, listen, John 17, 20, I love this. John 17, period, is one of the best chapters in all of the Bible. But John 17, 20, Jesus says, I do not pray, remember, He's praying to His Father, He's speaking to the Father. He says, I do not pray for these alone, but also for those who will believe in Chino Hills. That's what He's actually saying. In me, through their word, that they all may be one, as you, Father, are in me and I in you. Isn't that amazing? That they also may be one in us. Can you believe God is saying this about us? That the world may believe that you sent me, and the glory which you gave me, I have given them, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them. You guys all hear that? I in them and you in me, that they may be made, there's the word perfect or complete, mature. Mature in one, that the world may know, here it is, that you have sent me and have loved them as you have loved me. Church, good night and God bless. That's enough. Look at that. Jesus said, God the Son said to God the Father, you're in me, I'm in you. They, because of faith, belief in me, are in me. We were in them. You love me. You love them. We're one. Do I need to say anything else? I'm not having a very good day. Why not? Read that again. Thirdly, until we meet again, we will be glad in the Lord, verse 10 teaches us, because of His constant care. Constant care. Therefore, He says, I write these things, being absent, lest being present, I should use sharpness. I don't want to show up and smack you guys around for being knuckleheads. According to the authority which the Lord has given me for edification, I want to build you guys up. I don't want to come and destroy you, bring destruction upon you. God's constant care for us. Constant. Our emotional and our mental and our spiritual well-being, you guys, must be directly connected to the Lord. Your mental health, your mental stability needs to be committed to the Lord. Your emotional stability, listen, are your emotions ravaged by worry and fret? Are your emotions racked with bizarre thoughts? You need to bring all that to the Lord, or you're not going to do well. You need to learn how to do that now. If you haven't learned, you need to do it now. You think by worrying and by fretting that somehow you have control. That is a lie of our emotions to us. It rips us off. And look, it's been well said. You don't need me to say it again, but somebody somehow 90, 95, 99, 99.9999%, whatever you worry about never happens. God is so good to us that the stuff we could have worried about, we didn't know about, then it hits us and it happens so fast that you didn't have a chance to worry about it. Would you feel better if God said, I'm going to tell you what your next 5 years are going to be like? Honestly, would you really want to know? I don't want to know. I don't want to know. Well, but don't you want to know what tomorrow holds? Nope. As long as I know who holds tomorrow, I don't need to know what tomorrow holds. He's got it. And even if I knew, how much of the stuff you and I know, we can't figure out anyway. If God said, now let me tell you what's going to happen. You know what we would say? And then, why? Isn't that us? Why? Why me? Why not us? Unless we're anchored to Christ, our lives will be tormented by our emotions and by situations. Situations connected with emotions most often results in crises. It may not even be a crisis. But situations handled with emotions makes it a crisis. Did you see what happened? Have you ever heard that before? Oh my goodness, did you hear that? 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7 says, therefore, humble, take refuge yourselves under, hide yourself under the mighty hand of God. Isn't this beautiful talk? Listen. That he may lift high, exalt you in due time. Church, listen, this is for us. Casting all or heaving, the word is to heave, not vomit. No, not that kind. It's heave all of your care upon him because he cares for you. Do you have any burdens? Throw it to Christ. Throw it to him. He cares for you. And he'll carry it. Heave it. Don't vomit. Throw it. Isaiah 26, 3 and 4 says, you will keep him or her in perfect peace whose mind is fixed, anchored, stayed on you because he or she trusts in you. Trust in the Lord forever. For Yah, that is the name of the God of the Bible, by the way. Yah, that's his name. Yah, the Lord, is what? Everlasting strength. Constant care for us. Secondly, you guys, verses 11 to 13, we look at this, that until we meet again, we will be made more like Jesus. This is amazing to me, more like Jesus. And we pick this up in verse 11 because as we grow in his example, mark that down, we'll be made more like Jesus until we meet again, Paul is saying to them. While our lives are apart from one another, we will be made more like Jesus. How does that happen? Because, listen, we will grow in his example. Finally, brethren, number one, mark it down, Bible students, circle the word farewell. That's number one. He's going to give us five statements or five characteristics of the Christian. Number one, he says to us, farewell. What does that mean, farewell? The word means to be of good cheer. To have an understanding, listen everybody, do you have your attention? Yes. It means to be understanding now that you are in a good place. I'm not talking about this building. I'm not talking about this church. It means this farewell is to be in a mindset knowing that you're okay. You don't need to panic. Very important. Galatians 4:19 says, my little children, for whom I labor in birth again, until Christ is what? Formed in you. Jesus is our example. We grow day by day in that very thing and becoming more like him. That is our goal as a Christian. If you're a Christian this morning, the goal of your life is to be like Jesus. By the way, listen, you know, it's amazing. The world has the luxury right now of criticizing you and I. They've been doing it for a long time. They're getting louder. It's very funny to me. Do you guys, I don't know if you're a news junkie like I am. It's pathetic. But people enjoy attacking Christians. Why? Because they have the luxury of doing it. What do I mean by that? They have the opportunity to do it. They have the freedom to do it. Thirdly, they know that we're not going to beat them up for doing it. They have the luxury to criticize us. Why? Because we are becoming more like Jesus every day. Honestly, come on. Guys, I'm just talking to the guys. Girls, just tune out for a moment. Listen, if the Holy Spirit wasn't at work in our lives, guys, and somebody would come against us like they do now, I'd just take them out. Just take them out. Guys, you know what I'm talking about? See, what do you mean take them out? Oh, at least have them hurt a little bit. But that's BC, Jack. That's before I was a Christian, Jack. Okay? Now that the Holy Spirit has got Jack, it's a whole different story now because that stuff happens, and here's what happens. Well, I ought to take that guy out. Lord, you're right. Please make me more like Jesus. And then as you grow along and they attack you, it's like, what'd they say? It's kind of great getting old because people say things to you. And people say, you know, why don't you drop dead, Pastor? And it's just like, God bless you too. See ya. I didn't hear him because I'm old now. And I notice my ears are growing. There's, you know, your ears and your nose never stops growing. And that's, anyway. My ears are getting bigger, but I can hear less. That's a mean trick. My nose is getting bigger, but I can't smell any better. But when people say something now, you know, it used to be where, oh, I'm going to, and now it's like, you know what, Jesus, please, just have your spirit control my life and bring more of that on because I'm made more in your image by such things. That's sandpaper working on me. Thank you, Lord. We rejoice in our adversities. We're following his example. Galatians 4:19, you read a moment ago. 1 John 4:17 says, love has been perfected among us in this, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. Isn't that great news? So he says to them, look, number two, be complete or become complete, meaning to grow and to be growing in your faith, in your spiritual development. The word means to mend the net or to set straight a broken bone, to restore. Number three, be of good comfort. That word means to stay near, to be near to God. Listen, it implies that you are walking with God with every step. You don't really see that much in humanity or in our human day living, maybe with little children to some degree. But you know where you really see it a lot? And wouldn't, I tell you, it would be awesome if more Christians were like dogs. Have you noticed when someone has well-trained a dog, they're walking like this, there's no more leash. The dog is right there. Have you noticed that? Listen, when I come home from church today, my little dog is going to be waiting in the window. She's always waiting in the window. And she's like this. Her ears hang down. And I pull up in the driveway. I can see her through the bay window. The ears go up. Then she stands up. And then when I walk in the door, she literally goes flat on her belly. She's laying down like this. And her tail's wagging. And you know what she's saying? I bless you, Lord. I love you. I've been waiting and waiting for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of my master. Do you have a dog like that? If you don't have a dog like that, get a dog. That's how we're to be. Every step along the way, you go to turn to look for your dog, and your dog is right here already. Right there. That's the word. to be with him so near that we get nearer and nearer until we are in his pocket, so near. Be of one mind. Look at it in your Bible. That word means in the original language to be in, look, this is fun, to be in agreement or united around the necessary things and agreeable or tolerant toward opinion type of things. That's how Christians get along. Did you know that we do not agree on everything? Did you know? Did you know that? We don't. We don't agree on everything. But when it comes to doctrine, this is one of the things that makes us Christians. Regarding doctrine, we all agree. If I were to say something doctrinally about the blood of Christ, you should be able to go off on describing what the blood of Christ is, what it does, and all of that. And we would all go, Yes. Oh, yeah. But then somebody says, well, let's talk about this. And somebody may be an independent, somebody may be a Democrat, somebody may be a Republican, whatever it is, and we are completely in disagreement. And the Bible says, that's fine. You can just tolerate that stuff. Who cares? Tolerate that. As Christians, agree to disagree on that. But when it comes to doctrine, there's total unity on that. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that cool? I love that. That's what it means. What a beautiful word that is. And then he says, live or be in peace. This is that word that means to conduct yourself peaceably. Because listen, we no longer at war with God. We have peace with God. Now we have the peace of God upon our lives. When worry begins to come up, the peace of God puts it down. When we go out into the world and it's a hostile or a volatile area of life, a job maybe, it could be relationships, whatever, we walk in peace. Secondly, verse 11 teaches us that until we meet again, we will be made more like Jesus in this way. He will be with us all along the way. Look at verse 11. And the God of love, three things. The God of love, we'll talk more of that in a moment, and peace will be with you. Three attributes of our God. God is love, God brings us his peace, and he'll never leave us. What a great statement. I believe that the importance of this truth will become more greater, church, of a reality as we enter into these days. We will endure these days that we're living in because, number one, church, listen, God knows we have been brought to this 21st century. You have, I have, for such a time as this. I'm going to say that again and act like you care and say, amen. We have been brought to the kingdom, to this age, to the 21st century, for such a time as this. Amen. Why? Because God had your birthday happen exactly when he ordained it. He knew that you would be living on this day in human history. You are not a victim of happenstance. You are ordained by God to be here now. And you need to remember that. Because God doesn't make mistakes and there's no coincidence activities with God. Coincidentals with him. His love will be with us. His peace will be with us to get us through these days and these years. And he will never leave you and I alone. I believe that's important. I love you, God is saying. Here's my peace. I'm comforting you and I'm going to be with you. You guys, I've told you this before, but it comes to my mind again. And it's crazy because my daughters now are late 20s and early 30s. And yet I remember like it was yesterday, you guys do too, teaching them how to ride your child their bike for the first time. Teaching your child to ride their bike for the first time. You know the Saturday morning's coming. You've put the bike together, but this time without training wheels. There's a little bit of anxiety. You're out in the front. There's asphalt now beneath them. You're very aware of that more than they are. You with me, everybody? And you put them on there, and you tell them what to do. And at first, you're holding the handlebars with them. Are you with me? Like this, yeah? And you just get in the field. And you kind of go down the street a few times like that. And then, listen, when you start getting a little bit closer, you grab the back of the seat. And you hold the back of the seat. And as you're going, you're much more, listen, more in tune with what's going on now than when you had a hold of the handlebars. Why? Because you know what you are about to do. Then you turn around and you're going again, and now you're doing a little bit of a little fast walk or a slow jog with them. And then inevitably, you'll hear these words. Daddy, don't let go. Have you ever heard that? It's programmed in them. Daddy, don't let go. And at that moment, all the stories of divine, beautiful similitude of God working with us until this moment, we send a bold-faced lie straight to them. I'm not going to let go. I'm not going to let go. You know you're going to let go. And at the right time, you let go. As soon as you let go, as a parent, are you more concerned about what's happening now than all previous moments? Why is that the truth in the case? It's because we love them and we don't want them to be hurt. But we know that scrapes and bruises are going to happen, but it's not going to kill them. Are you with me? If we, in a sinful state of life, know that, how much more God for us? He's got a hold of your seat. And you're saying, oh God, what? Oh, don't let go, don't let go. And God says, I'm going to let go. And the moment I let go, I will be near you more than I have ever been. My awareness of your presence will be so huge. I'm going to watch you like you've never been watched before. It is a glorious thing to keep in mind. All along the way, God is with you. Do you have an issue? Do you have a lump? Cancer? Vision? Money? Issues? Family? He's with us all along the way. Matthew 28, 20. Jesus said, teaching them to observe all things that I've commanded you, and lo, or behold, I am with you always, even to the end of the world, end of the age. John 14, 23. And Jesus answered and said to them, if anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father will love him, and I will come to him and make our home with him. Oh, man. Glorious. And then look in verses 12 and 13. Until we meet again, we'll be made more like Jesus from start to finish to start. What do you mean by that? From start to finish, I get that part. But I had to end in putting my notes together. I had to put to start again on the end. Why? Because to start with, you and I were born into this world. To finish is to finish the course of our lives, right? We finish. But listen, when we finish our lives here, we just start. We got to leave this place to go to his heaven. Isn't that a great start?
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called Until We Meet Again. It's a look at the last five verses of 2 Corinthians chapter 13, the closing chapter of this New Testament letter. Again, the title, Until We Meet Again, part of Pastor Jack's verse-by-verse series through this New Testament epistle. We'll continue with more of Until We Meet Again on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. Now, this week marks the end of this fascinating collection of studies through 2 Corinthians, and I gotta say, this series has been filled with insight for me, as I'm sure it has been for you as well. And since we've had quite a number of Real Radio listeners call in and ask about it, we've decided to make an offer. For your gift of any amount to the ongoing broadcast outreach known as Real Radio, we'll send you all the MP3s of the entire series on one USB drive. I'm going to say that again. We'll send you all of the MP3s of this series of 2 Corinthians, all on one USB drive for your gift of any amount to Real Radio. Now call, click, or write, just mention it by name, 2 Corinthians, on the USB drive. Just visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org, and we've made it real easy for you to take it from there. reallifewithjackhibbs.org. Our phone number here at Real Radio, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. Or you can send your contribution to our mailing address, Real Radio, Box 1273, Chino Hills, California, 91709. Of course, all of our contact can be easily found at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. reallifewithjackhibbs.org. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org. reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ. and in His Word. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.